Shall we turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16? And we're moving along, and we're actually almost through chapter 16, but not quite. Just as I say that, it'll probably be weeks and weeks before we actually get to the end. But this morning, we're at verse 31. The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. Interesting. God's Word, the hoary head. What does that mean? What does that mean, the hoary head? It simply means gray or white hair. And you have a standing example of that right before you today. The hoary head is an old man's glory. Proverbs 20:29. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. I know, you know, it's difficult, and having turned 64 this week, it's difficult when you are older. You don't feel older. Just like you yourself, at whatever age you are, you most likely don't feel any older than when you were considerably younger. Especially if you're older and you have reasonable health. But as I think about this, it would almost seem to be better if it were a young person that would be giving this message than for myself. But I know when I first came here, being 22 years old, and at that time Hiram Bellis was here, and he was probably at that time just about the oldest person here in his 50s. And I used to think, even when Hiram left, I always thought he was the same age. From the time that I first knew him, I just thought he was always old. And I'm certain that, especially for you that are younger, and you look at those that are considerably older, you think that these people that are in their 40s or in their 50s are old people. That they're the older people. Well, the title of this we're going to call The Crown of Old Age. The Crown of Old Age. And there are many crowns. There are many crowns which men desire to wear. They desire to wear the crown of being famous, or they desire to wear a crown of some particular high rank that they might attain to, or a crown of being wealthy. There's no shortage of people desiring to wear that crown, or to be powerful, or to be handsome, or to be beautiful. All of these are not bad in and of themselves. But that, and very important point here, but that which is spent getting these particular crowns, is often more valuable, what you're spending to get it, than for that which you're actually sacrificing for, that particular crown. And the actual crown, once it's attained, many times, and once you're wearing it, weighs more and gives less satisfaction than you first thought that it was going to. Well, our verse indicates that old age is one of these crowns. Old age is one of these crowns. It is a natural thing. It is a natural thing to desire it. It is a natural thing to desire old age. Because it means long life. It means the actual completion of that life. And age is one of life's natural stages to get older. And it is for sure that it has its difficulties, but it also has its honors and enjoyments as well. And those that have passed through life's many experiences may rightly want their course of life to have this hoary head of old age. But in connection with old age, there is a crown of shame. There is a crown of shame as well. Old age is not always found in the way of righteousness. Just because a person is older does not mean that they are in the way of righteousness. There are many who are in old age who are still ignorant of the truths which they might have learned but neglected to learn. And this is a sad thing to see. A very sad thing to see. Or who are addicted to things. Who are addicted to things that are dishonorable and should have long ago been put aside and cast out of their lives. Or who have yielded to very, let's call them, unbeautiful habits. Such an old man with gray hair wears a crown of dishonor and not of honor. Now, we may feel that this older person that I've just described is to be condemned. But we feel far more inclined to pity this person than to blame him. Because we see this old man or this old woman who has lived a life like I've just described, a life of bad choices, a life of dishonor, and now they are old and on the brink of eternity. What is age that is not found in the way of righteousness? It is age without excellency. It is age without true virtue. It is age uncrowned with faith and hope. This is a horrible thing to see, especially in the life of a loved one. But what about, in the second place, the crown of honor? When old age is in the way of righteousness, it is a crown of honor. It has the reflection of an honorable past. It speaks of past virtues that have helped to make it the more beautiful. Leviticus 19:32. Leviticus 19:32. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. This is in regard to reverence, to reverencing the aged. Matthew Henry says in regard to this, this is a charge to young people to show respect to the aged. Age is honorable, and he that is the Ancient of Days requires that honor to be paid to it. The hoary head is a crown of glory. Those whom God has honored with the common blessing of long life, we ought to honor with the distinguishing expressions of civility. And those who in age are wise and good are worthy of double honor. More respect is owing to such old men than merely to rise up before them. Their credit and comfort must be carefully consulted, their experience and observations improved, and their counsels asked and hearkened to. Religion teaches good manners and obliges us to give honor to those to whom honor is due. It is an instance of great degeneracy and disorder in a land when the child behaves himself proudly against the ancient and the base against the honorable. It becomes the aged to receive this honor and the younger to give it. For it is an ornament as well as the duty of their youth to order themselves lowly and reverently to all their betters. It becomes the aged to receive the honor and the younger to give it. I know that some years ago I used to have to travel once a month to Los Angeles for meetings. And in those meetings, we had a gentleman who is now in his 90s, who was still working and attending those meetings. And I may have told you this, and I most certainly have told Linda, that you could not attend one of those meetings and leave that meeting without learning something when he was in the meeting, because he carried with him so many years of experience. And while with many young people will look at the older person and say, that person doesn't know anything, life has passed them by, I'm on the computer, they don't even know where the on and off button is. And so we young people tend to think oftentimes that the old people don't have anything any longer to offer to life, and they have everything to offer, and they deserve honor. And for the young people, it is their duty to give them that honor. I know we were talking at the table last week about, and during the fellowship, about how we address those that are older. I made the statement that I worked for 31 and a half years for Mr. Mabee, the owner of Big Bear Markets. And in that 31 and a half years, I never, ever called him by his first name. I always called him Mr. Maybe. And yet I worked for him. I knew him very well. He was the one that originally promoted me. I mean, I was older. And I actually had the right to call him by his first name. I couldn't form those words in my mouth. I couldn't do it. He was Mr. Maybe to me. He deserved that honor. And it had nothing to do with whether he was or was not an honorable man. He deserved that honor. Proverbs 23:22. Proverbs chapter 23:22. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Bishop Hall writes about this. Worthy honor from the beholder is a child understanding the eye of his parent. Another tremendous statement. Worthy honor from the beholder is a child understanding the eye of his parent. That's having to do with respect to one's parents. Bridges says, more lovely still is this filial exercise when the age of the child has naturally loosened the restraints of authority. Respect is then the effect of principle and gratitude. The child no longer feels at liberty to despise his parents' wishes than if he were subject to their early discipline. Again, that has to do with the child now growing up to be a full age himself and respecting his parents still. And he's thrown off that the reins of being under his parent, but he still honors his parent and loves his parent and respects his parent, and he recognizes his parent's eye. He sees it, and he knows the value in listening to his parent, even after he himself may have children himself. Does that mean that we no longer value our parents? I can say that I feel I've been extremely blessed in my family, especially with the son-in-law that I have, who has called me from time to time and expressed to me that he values my opinion and wants my advice on different matters. There's nothing that a parent wants more than to hear that. There's nothing that a parent desires more than his children to come to them when they are older and to ask their advice and to mean it. You know, it's early, but I think we're going to stop there. I thought to myself, as I've thought many times when I've come to a particular verse in the Scripture regarding whatever it is that the Lord is trying to teach us, and when I came to this, I read this over and I thought, well, I can just go right through this and go on to the next verse because this really doesn't have that much to say to us. And yet it does. It has so much to say to us, and it has so much importance because, again, these are practical things about our daily living, our daily lives and how we are going to honor or dishonor our parents, or how you young people, regardless how old you are, how you one day are going to be in a business, or you're going to be sitting in a meeting and there's going to be someone that's traveled that road that you're on a whole lot longer than you have. And you need to listen. And you need to listen very well. You need to have your ears open when that person speaks, and you need to honor that person with the hoary head. Because they didn't come by it just overnight. They traveled that road many, many years. Especially if they're wearing the crown of honor and not the crown of dishonor. It is especially true because they're one of God's chosen children. Listen carefully. Shall we pray, please? Heavenly Father, help us, Lord, to take these words to heart, to hear them well, to hear them with the ears of our heart. And we pray, Lord, that as we continue this evening, that we may understand more clearly what it is to love and regard this one that is spoken of in your word. Your words, not ours. The hoary head. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.